I guess currently my theological position would be more in line with Sojourners, the radical evangelical Christian social justice position that Sojourners takes is the one that I resonate with the most.
You know, Robert, when I first talked to you this morning, you said that you were really pumped to start talking about war tax resistance right now. You want to mention to our audience what the event was that got you keyed up about it?
Well, yes. I just opened the letter from the War Resisters League, which contains this year's pie chart that shows the breakdown of where your federal income tax money goes. And this year there's a special little note in there from the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee, on which I'm currently serving as an alternate member. So it's signed by myself and six other of my good friends from around the country, encouraging people to donate to the War Resisters League because it has always been such a supporter of war tax resistance, which I happen to prefer to call war tax conversion, because most war tax resistors take that money that they're not sending to the war machine and use that money for other good purposes, to meet human needs or to work for peace. So it's really conversion in the most deeply religious sense of the word.
Since you serve as an alternate on the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee, perhaps you can share with our listeners a website or other contact information if people want to connect up with this. I think they've got a rich assortment of information for people who are thinking about war tax resistance, or, as you say, war tax conversion.
Yes, nwtrcc.org is the website. It's just the initials for National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee.org.
And what exactly will they find there on the website?
They'll find a lot of basic information about war tax resistance. They'll find links to our national network of area contacts and counselors. We maintain a network all over the country so that people can find someone relatively close to wherever they are to talk with and counsel with. They'll find lots of information about how to do war tax resistance. The National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee puts out a whole series of practical pamphlets that get into very minute detail about issues that arise when you start dealing with taxes and with the IRS. They'll find a link to join our listserv. We have a listserv nationally, well, internationally, I guess, since it's on the Internet, a listserv for people that are interested in war tax resistance issues, and a lot of other things there at that site.